Hi, this is Tony Fanica, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Lawrence Hillman, the CEO of One Life. Lawrence, thank you very much for chatting to me.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for the opportunity.
Great stuff. Lawrence, we're talking around technology, quite appropriate at this time because everybody has had a chance to test their technology to its full extent and to see what the actual value of technology is. So maybe we can just start off with you telling us a little bit of, from your perspective, how have you found the ability of technology to assist you, not just during this time, but basically to just make your connection with your clients more effective?
Thanks, Tony. It's a new world of work that we're living in, and it's a new way of work. And, you know, from a technological perspective, we have always been at the forefront. We're one of the first insurers to sell online, first to sell by a mobile phone. We also were one of the first to do USSD policy servicing. And before it was fashionable, we had straight-through parameter-driven underwriting. And for us, the straight-through parameter-driven underwriting we have is about 98%. And what that gives clients is the ability to quickly and conveniently and cost-effectively underwrite their policies at a time that's convenient for them and how it's convenient for them. We were also able, over this period of time, to assist our staff in being able to work off-site and leverage our direct and digital platforms, as well as our brokers to leverage those platforms to help them over this very difficult period of time.
Going forward now with especially, as you said, you had some experience before this period with COVID came, and you've now had a time to basically test things to its limits. How do you see this changing in the long term for you and affecting insurance and clients as we change?
So for me, this is the new world that we work in. This is the new way of working. And what I'll tell you about now is something that we've done, which we think will change the way the insurance model works and the future of the insurance model works from a technology perspective. And, you know, all insurers and all intermediaries should be thinking about how they can digitize their business. And what's more important is not how you can digitize your business for your own gain, but rather what you can do to leverage technology and advances that are relevant from a customer perspective and how they can benefit from that. So to give you a sense of what we've done, we believe that what we're going to launch this next week is the new way of life cover and how life cover will be done. And really what we did is we partnered with Samsung South Africa and a company called LifeQ to launch a revolutionary new life insurance ecosystem called One Life Pulse. Now, what this proposition does is it brings life insurance together with technology and with sciences and big data and science, but in a simple way to help people, and that's customers, make better choices around their well-being using a wearable device. And in this case, we use a Samsung Galaxy 2 device, which has got some very fancy algorithms in the back end through the VioSense app, which LifeQ provided, to monitor clients' sleep, heart, and activity and fitness. Through this, clients are able to make simple lifestyle choices and changes, like just taking the dog for a walk or sleeping a little bit better and growing their life cover. So we've been able to link technology, science, and insurance together to benefit customers.
And from a customer perspective, how do you find the engagement on a technology basis? As you've grown over the years, your technology presence, the interaction with brokers and brokers again with their clients, how do clients take up the offerings that you have on technology, which would obviously determine how they will take up this next phase?
So we believe, firstly, let's answer your question on people taking up. I think most customers or most clients are getting more and more used to technology as the years have passed. So originally, a couple, 10, 15 years ago, they weren't keen to buy stuff online. Nowadays, a good number of, especially younger clients, are buying online or going online to research. Most clients are still dealing with their brokers and touching base with their brokers for assistance, especially when it comes to advice. But in terms of technology take-up, what made us so confident with this is firstly that the Samsung Galaxy 2 device is an exceptional device. It's well utilized. It's very popular. We also did research, and a lot of customers, almost 80% of our customers that we did research on, would be prepared to utilize technology to passively monitor their wellness and therefore their lifestyle to be able to get a better deal or grow their life cover. So we believe that this proposition will be well taken up.
Brilliant, brilliant. I really look forward to seeing how this goes, because it seems like you've got a model that would be easy for clients to take up and that also have very quick benefits.
Very much so. You know, the beauty with using wearables, so using technology that's out there and also apps that customers are more and more used to using, is that most people don't want to monitor their wellness, don't want to monitor, you know, and track and enter information into things. So if you can passively track it through a wearable device and then give the client the information that they need to make valuable lifestyle changes. For example, we monitor their sleep and we assess whether they're getting enough sleep, whether the quality of sleep is good, and we're pushing messages to them through the app to say, consider getting a little bit more sleep. If you get more sleep, it increases your points. You increase your points or your bonus cover, and that gives you additional life cover. And they can have up to an additional 6,500 life cover added to their policy every month just through doing very basic lifestyle changes.
Brilliant, brilliant. I'd love to see how it goes and speak to you again sort of a month or two after the launch and see what your experience is.
We'd love to do that. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah. Lawrence, thank you very much for that chat. And I wish you good luck with the launch and to see how it goes.
Thanks, Tony. Look forward to chatting again and updating you.